Well, Michael, pretty soon it's going to be fight night.
Fight night. Okay. Is there like a big MMA fight coming up or something? It's not really my world. Or I don't know. Maybe you took your son to Monday Night Raw. Are we talking about like the WWE SummerSlam? I think that's coming up, right?
I did take my son to Monday Night Raw not that long ago. My son's a pro wrestling fan, and okay. SummerSlam is coming up, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the most anticipated matchup in tech. Two titans ready to clash in a coliseum, possibly literally. I'm talking about...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Tech Billionaire Deathmatch you all haven't been waiting for. No, seriously, they are planning to fight. In one corner, Twitter owner Elon Musk. In the other, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. That was a segment from Wall Street Journal on the fight of the century in tech. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, what in the world is going on?
I don't know. With as chaotic as the world is today, do we really need this?
Michael, this isn't the fight we need. It's not even the fight we want. But it seems like it's the fight we're going to get. So yeah, here we are. It's 2023. Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are about to have a fight to the death.
Not to the death.
Okay, not to the death. I hope not, anyway, for everybody's sake.
Maybe the death of our brain cells, but...
Anyway, we're going to get into what this fight is all about, Zuckerberg versus Musk, right after we roll this intro.
Welcome to Rocketship.fm.
Rocketship FM is produced in partnership with Product Collective.
We are your hosts, Michael Sacca.
And I'm Mike Belsito.
And a quick word from our sponsors.
As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing. They're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit hackerone.com/AI for more. Again, hackerone.com/AI.
This episode is sponsored by Porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, Whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more 5-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's Porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain. This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us, go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today.
Okay, Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg. How the heck do we even get here, Mike?
Yeah, well, first things first, let's cut back to that Wall Street Journal segment, and we're going to hear from WSJ's senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, breaking it down for us here in this segment on YouTube.
Okay, so yes, this is funny, but it's also getting kind of serious. Last week, Elon Musk tweeted that he'd be up for a cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg said, "Send me location." Musk said, "Vegas Octagon." Dana White, the president of the UFC, told the Wall Street Journal that he has spoken to both Zuckerberg and Musk about a face-off. "They are both dead serious," White said. And now, here we are.
So there you have it. The challenge was thrown out by Musk. Zuckerberg accepted it with his send location comment. And the UFC's Dana White says they are all dead serious. This is something that is actually going to happen.
Stranger than fiction, but here we are.
Okay, but still, why?
Well, Joanna Stern goes back and gives us a little bit of a history lesson between these two, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. Let's go back to that WSJ segment.
Let's look at the history of this fight. Musk and Zuckerberg have actually partnered in the past. In 2016, Musk's SpaceX was supposed to take Facebook's internet satellites up to orbit until... At the time, Zuckerberg said he was deeply disappointed. Things really blew up in 2018, though, when it was revealed that Cambridge Analytica had acquired and used personal data from Facebook users. Musk's Tesla and SpaceX deleted their company Facebook pages, and Musk tweeted, "It's not a political statement, and I didn't do this because someone dared me to do it. Just don't like Facebook. Gives me the willies. Sorry." And again, in 2022, he tweeted something similar, "Facebook gives me the willies." That was just a few weeks before Musk initiated an acquisition of Twitter, which officially put these two up against each other as competing social media CEOs.
Just to cut in here a second, did Musk really just say that Facebook gave him the willies twice?
Yeah, he must really like that phrase, because yes, he absolutely, on two separate occasions, said that Facebook gave him the willies.
Okay, it's incredibly strange. But anyway, continue on.
All right, back to Joanna Stern.
Musk said he wanted Twitter to be
an inclusive arena for free speech.
He specifically talked about political neutrality, something he didn't think that was found in other social networks.
My understanding is that Zuckerberg spent $400 million in the last election, nominally in a get-out-the-vote campaign, but really fundamentally in support of Democrats. Is that accurate or not accurate?
That is accurate.
Does that sound unbiased to you?
A Meta spokeswoman directed me to this Zuckerberg post from 2020, which said that these partisan claims were false. Meanwhile, Musk has been courting more folks from the right, including Tucker Carlson himself.
You can start to see the feud building up here, from the SpaceX launch and explosion, where Facebook had a vested interest in the event, to now, things getting political, with Musk pointing out Zuckerberg's campaign contributions, calling him biased.
Yeah, and then Musk enlists the help of Tucker Carlson. I mean, doesn't exactly seem unbiased to me. Although this was before Musk took over his own social network, which is Twitter.
And with that acquisition, it put Musk and Zuckerberg completely at odds as direct competitors. Let's go back to Joanna Stern.
In 2022, Twitter reported an estimated 238 million daily active users. Meta's Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp have 3 billion daily active users and a far bigger ad business. But Musk's takeover of Twitter has pushed Meta to build a Twitter competitor, reported to be called Threads. It's said to be a text-based social network, like Twitter, with integration with Instagram. In an internal meeting at Meta, a top Zuckerberg lieutenant said he had heard from public figures who wanted a sanely run platform.
A sanely run platform, as opposed to, I don't know, an unhinged, insanely run platform like, I don't know, maybe Twitter.
Well, that's certainly how Musk interpreted the message, because a Twitter user tweeted about Meta's plans for Threads and that, quote, people wanted a sane-run platform, and Musk replied to the tweet saying, as we've learned, I'm up for a cage match if he is, LOL.
And then Zuckerberg accepted, and, well, here we are.
But is this all for real? Will it actually happen? Are they just talking metaphorically?
Again, according to UFC's Dana White, they're dead serious. And actually, TMZ Sports sat down with Dana White to dig in on this. So let's hear it from Dana White himself.
Can we be excited about this? Is there a possibility this is really going to happen?
Well, just to give some clarification. So what he said is Mark Zuckerberg responded with send me location, which is something that Khabib Nurmagomedov says when people challenge him. So that was what send me location meant. And I was talking to both Elon and Mark last night. Both guys are absolutely dead serious about this.
Now, wait. Tell us why you say that.
Because they both said, yeah, we'll do it. They both want to do it. Mark Zuckerberg hit me up first and said, is he serious? And I said, I don't know. Let me ask him. I asked him and he said, yeah, I'm dead serious. Obviously for and I agree with you, Harvey, this would be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world. Bigger than anything that's ever been done. It would break all pay-per-view records. These guys would raise, hundreds of millions of dollars for charity. And, you don't have to be a fight fan to be interested in this fight. Everybody would want to see it.
Well, Dana White seems pretty jacked up over this and says that it would break all sorts of pay-per-view records, could raise hundreds of millions of dollars for charity.
Well, thank goodness it'd be for charity because, as we all know, Musk, Zuckerberg, they don't need to fight for money anymore, right?
No. And look, this is a lot to process, but we are going to try to process all of this right after this short break.
When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And, backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, Sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com. This episode is brought to you by Yahoo Finance. Wouldn't it be great if you could see all of your investment and retirement accounts in one place? With Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views with multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Honestly, this has been a lifesaver for me. I've used Yahoo Finance to consolidate all of my various 401k and investment accounts so I can see everything all in one place. And it makes it incredibly easy to manage. So if you're struggling with that, check out Yahoo Finance. For over 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart a great investor, and that's how Yahoo Finance ensures that you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. So go to yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. Okay, before the break, we were learning about the fight of the century, at least in the tech world, Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg in a UFC-style cage match. And apparently, we're not kidding.
No, I kind of wish we were kidding, but no, this is completely real. This is what 2023 looks like, I guess.
We learned the backstory between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and what led to the challenge and the acceptance. But now what? Will the fight actually happen? Where will it happen? What comes next?
Well, UFC promoter Dana White is taking all this very seriously and is moving forward as if, yes, it is going to happen. Let's go back to Dana White and his interview with TMZ Sports.
Yeah, I'm taking a very... Lorenzo Fertitta called me this morning. Station Casinos in Las Vegas is putting a lineup on this today. And yeah, I'm taking it. Listen, if these guys are serious, I make fights that people want to see. That's what I do for a living. So if they really want to do it and they're serious and we can figure it out and figure out a way to pull this off, I would absolutely positively do this.
The current line, by the way, at least according to the DraftKings Sportsbook, has Mark Zuckerberg as the favorite. You'd need to bet $160 in order to win $100 if you were betting on Mark Zuckerberg. The underdog, Elon Musk, if you bet $100, you'd win $140 if he ended up winning the fight. So if you're looking to get in on the action, there you go.
That actually kind of surprises me. I mean, Elon Musk has a good few inches and probably a couple pounds on Zuckerberg, yeah?
Yeah, maybe a couple dozen pounds. But yes, TMZ Sports does break that all down for us right here.
Mark Zuckerberg is only 5'7" tall. He's 145 pounds. Elon Musk
First
is,
of all, don't say only.
Okay, well, I say only compared to Elon Musk, who is 6'2" and 225 pounds. That makes for, what, an 85-pound difference. Gigantic difference in fighting. There's a reason there's weight classes in fighting.
No offense to Elon. I'm told it's 230. Yeah.
But Zuckerberg is said to be in great shape. He actually practices jiu-jitsu, has participated in some tournaments with that. Here's Dana White with more on Zuckerberg.
Mark takes the sport very seriously. He trains very hard. He actually is good at jiu-jitsu. He's good at stand-up. And Elon tells me that he's done martial arts. He's done jiu-jitsu. And he says, people might not think this of me, but I've been plenty of fights growing up in South Africa.
And it sounds like he's got some backup. UFC's Kevin Lee, they call him the Motown Phenom. He apparently got an offer to train Mark Zuckerberg. And TMZ Sports was asking Kevin Lee about this recently.
You know, I got an offer to go and train with Zuckerberg.
Oh, really?
And he's legit. He's for real. Like, he's really into it. He's really, you know, going out there and competing. They say he put a hat on, the hoodie up and everything, walking out incognito. So nobody would bother him. Like, he for real, he a real man for that. So I give my respect to anybody willing to step into that cage, anybody willing to put their life on the line, because that's what they're doing. Especially when you talk about dudes like this that are super geniuses.
Right.
And they're willing to put their brain and their life on the line. How could you not respect that? So I really don't want to pick a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
I respect them both, love them both. If Zuckerberg asks me to train, I'm going to go. I'm going to train with him.
Hey,
to be honest with you, if Elon asks me the next week, I'm going over there too. I'm in Texas. I'm going to train with him too.
A lot of allegiance there from Kevin Lee saying he's willing to train them both. I guess they will both have to pick in trainers most likely. And they're saying this will all happen in Las Vegas. Where else, right?
Yeah, well, that was the original idea that Musk threw out in his tweet challenge to Zuckerberg. When Zuck said send location, Musk's response was Vegas Octagon. But there are other locations that are trying to woo the two to take the fight elsewhere. There are even government municipalities getting involved.
Okay, like?
Like the Italian government. And the idea for where the fight would take place, well, it's of epic proportions. Here's another TMZ Sports segment with more.
So TMZ Sports just broke the story that Italy is interested in hosting the fight, which we believe is going to happen between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Not just Italy, Harvey, the Colosseum, the near 2,000-year-old Roman Colosseum.
Which is one of the seven wonders of the world. The Minister of Culture reached out to Mark Zuckerberg a few days ago and said, we are interested in you and Elon fighting in the Colosseum.
Incredible.
I mean, that is where the gladiators fought.
Absolutely.
And it's real. The minister sent the message to Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
Zuckerberg passed it on to Dana White, who is the president of UFC.
Right.
And Dana White's people contacted the minister, and they're going to have a Zoom meeting next week to talk about the details here.
They've had events outside of the Coliseum. They've had concerts and stuff, Harvey, but
they've had one event inside, actually, with Paul McCartney, with limited seating.
Right.
But I don't know that you need all the people necessarily, because it's going to be a televised
event. The reality is, arenas have infrastructures and stuff to be able to put it on television, but I think there is a way to make this work, and maybe you have 200 people there and you stream this to the world. When you talked to Dana a week or so ago, he said this would be the biggest fight ever put on, and he said,
listen, I love Dana White.
Yeah.
I didn't need Dana to tell me that.
But he said,
this will be the biggest fight in the history of the world.
the Roman Colosseum, like the actual Roman Colosseum, one of the seven wonders of the world. If Italy's Minister of Culture has anything to do with it, this would be the site of what TMZ Sports calls the biggest fight in the history of the world.
I mean, I can't think of a more epic stage than the actual Roman Colosseum. It would be some random casino in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, but is this fight getting canceled before it even gets started? More on that after a quick break.
Okay, before the break, we learned about the biggest fight in the history of the world, at least according to TMZ Sports. It's Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg in an MMA battle potentially taking place in the Roman Colosseum.
Or some random Vegas casino. It has yet to be finalized.
But will it even happen at all? There is one person that wants to cancel the fight altogether.
Mae Musk, Elon's mother, actually. Here's a segment from Fox News with more.
The world's sometimes most wealthy man in the world, Elon Musk. His mother, Mae, says the fight between her son, Elon, and Meta owner Mark Zuckerberg ain't happening. Uh-oh. She tweeted, quote, actually, I canceled the fight. Haven't told him yet, but I will continue to say the fight is canceled just in case.
She's beautiful.
How funny, she's gorgeous, but how funny is it that literally the sometime richest man in the world is being shut down by his mom?
This is a good mom for you, though, right? They don't make moms like this anymore, like, except for you, right? Sitting right here. Aww. I mean, Mama Musk wants to protect her son.
Yeah.
And she realizes that Mark Zuckerberg, he's trained in jiu-jitsu, right? He's got some skills underneath
his... He does train.
He's still Mark Zuckerberg.
Do you think
he's
this fight... Right. Okay, so do you think this fight's gonna happen?
I do think it's gonna happen. Dana White has said he spoke to both guys. They are totally serious about making it happen. But obviously, it's not about the money. Neither of them need an extra dollar in their bank accounts. This is about bragging rights, and I feel like there should be an extra incentive on the line. Like, maybe you have to be my assistant for the day. Something just funny to add a little bit of flair to
charity,
this fight.
Charity, and you have to be my assistant, carry my coffee for the day. I love that idea.
So Mae Musk wants this fight canceled. As a parent, I get it. I don't think I'd ever want my son or daughter to battle somebody in a cage fight, even if they were adults. Of course, we hear the team from Fox News talking about other stipulations that they would add, like be the other person's assistant for the day.
Yeah, that's all you got, Fox News? Really? Anyway... Fox News did take to the streets to ask people passing by who they thought would come out on top in this fight. And I guess let's hear what some of those people had to say.
Elon Musk will take Zuckerberg to the ground. I hope he does.
Not Musk, the other one.
I think Zuck's got him. I've seen a couple clips of him training like jiu-jitsu, and he looks pretty fit now. So, and Elon's, you know, he's pretty old.
I think Mark Zuckerberg will have that. I've seen him working out a lot. I think he's in more shape. I think he's getting that fight.
You mean two men trying to hurt each other?
Two billionaires. Which one do you think is going to win? The one who runs Facebook or the one who runs SpaceX and Tesla?
I don't really care.
And you would say, based on pictures, you could say Musk. But honestly, it really depends on who can throw the hardest punch in the first, like, 10 seconds.
Zuckerberg, like, he was doing all this, like, training stuff, and he was on this, like, kick for a minute where he was only eating food that, like, he had, like, killed himself to. So I feel like he could get really into it and take it really seriously. I have no idea, though. If they want to do that, that's up to them.
Well, I think it's Elon Musk, hands down. I never liked Zuckerberg.
I have no idea, but I hope Elon kicks his butt.
I guess maybe Elon Musk would win because I feel like he has like a bigger build maybe, but I mean, I don't really pay attention too much.
Well, there you have it. The people are split. So, Michael, what do you think?
I mean, do we really have to speculate on who's going to win a cage match between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg? I mean, I thought we were a serious show here.
I know, but humor me. That's what the episode's all about. So what do you got, Michael?
All right. I am going to predict a train wreck, actually. I think both of them, if this actually happens and it's not just a big PR stunt, I think both of them would look really bad. It's going to look like one of those TikTok videos that you come across and they show some random fight between, like, some folks at a late night restaurant after the bars let out, both people flailing around like they don't belong, actually fighting, everyone watching, recording it. at it. I think both sides are going to be kind of a laughing stock. That's my guess. That's how I see this thing playing out.
I could totally see that. And yeah, I think I'm on your side for that one. I mean, I guess if I'm going to have to pick a winner, maybe Zuckerberg, just because I guess he's done some jujitsu training and seems to be in good shape. I don't know. Then again, Elon does have the height and weight advantage. Mm-hmm. Who the heck knows, Michael? I guess what I'm really rooting for is that they both get in some good shots on each other, if anything, just for putting all of us through this stranger than fiction story.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they pick some good charities and someone wins out of all of this, because honestly, if this actually goes through, they're going to raise some crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, if anything, maybe some charities can benefit, I guess. Anyway, we're just going to have to see if it even happens and who's going to win. But that's going to do it for today's episode. So for Michael Sacca, I'm Michael Buffer, and let's get ready to rumble.
Wow, Mike.
I thought it fit, you know?
It was good. For Mike Balsito, I'm Michael Sacca, and this is Rocketship.fm. Thank you so much for listening to Rocketship.fm. It is your support that keeps the show going. If you can, take a second and leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps out the show so much. We're also part of the Podglomerate Network, and if you'd like to listen to more great shows from the Podglomerate, go to thepodglomerate.com to see the full show listings.
Rocketship.fm is produced in partnership with Product Collective, a community for product people. Go to productcollective.com and get access to our weekly newsletter, live video interviews, Slack community, product job board, and a whole lot more. Again, just go to productcollective.com.